Well, when I packed up my Silver Eagle, I packed it up, you know, with tender loving care, and then went in about, it was about 8 years ago I unpacked it, and I saw that it had some tarnish on it. Well, not tarnish, actually it rusted somehow. So, and I even put one of those little gel things that you're not supposed to eat in there. I did everything I could to protect it. But anyway, it's probably dry rotted out now, and I had the potentiometer on the bottom of it to adjust the volume. But my base station was a Radio Shack Realistic 23-channel. They're big, top-of-the-line Navajo TRC 23 or something like that it was, because they later made the 40-channel, and instead of buying another radio, I went the VFO thing. But that just... Well, that brought back memories when you said that word, Glenn, manufacturing VFO. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, it seemed like a lot of CBRs that during that time, you know, they, you know, got those. I had a lot of friends that got them, but they sold theirs. They sold theirs because once they became ham operators or something like that, they just, they, you know, because I had some friends that became ham way before me, you know. Because they, you know, they could, that Morse code, just, you know, it looked like it just came easy to them. For me, you know, I suppose I could have probably passed it, but I was too chicken to go down to the federal building to take the test, because I was, they would drill me, you know, and all that kind of stuff. You know, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. So then one day, we're down in Dayton, which is our big ham convention, and I want to say, hey Jay, you don't need Morse code anymore. Just to get your tech book, the tech theory book, and study that, and you get your tech. So yeah, well, that's what I did. And then my friends bugged me so much, they had bugged me, because I waited so long to get my general, you know. I got my license back in 92, and I didn't get my general until 2014, but they kept bugging me, you know, all of them got license. Come on, Jay, get your license. And they said, don't you want to talk all over the world? Don't you want to do this? And I said, well, I can. I said, how? I said, echolink. Well, they didn't like that.